Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. Well, it's been the long weekend for Easter here in the UK, so most people had 4 days holiday. We've been having quite nice weather too, and in fact, it was the hottest March day in the UK at 25 degrees last Tuesday. However, there's an Arctic blast of cold air here now, so although it's still sunny, it's also cold. This matters because we are now allowed in the UK to have 6 people together to meet up outside. So it was brrr for those social events over Easter. Never mind. So here we are helping English language learners master the English language. Listen to this podcast a number of times until you can understand all the words. And with repeat listening, you will be more likely to remember any new words too. So today's subject? Well, how about we cover some different words for colours in English? You will probably have learned the main words for colour in your language course or when you were at school, or you may have learned them in some other way. I'll run through the basic colours in English as a reminder, and then let's get into some other descriptive words for colour so that you can increase your vocabulary. We like to get descriptive in English conversation, so these are words which might catch you out if you've not heard them before. Let's look today at shades of blue. So first of all, the main colours in English are black, white, blue, red, yellow, green, orange, purple, pink, brown, and grey. And notice that last colour, grey, which is a mix of black and white. If you're using American English, you would spell that one with an A, G-R-A-Y. And if you're using UK English, you'd spell it G-R-E-Y, as it's spelt in Australia, New Zealand, and even in Canada, but G-R-A-Y in the US. Just a reminder before we go any further, if you'd like some more practice, some more English language to listen to, then don't forget to visit our courses page on our website at adeptenglish.com. Our Course 1 Activate Your Listening gives you lots of English language listening and is more structured than the podcasts. It builds your vocabulary on several different topics, and it's structured so that you can learn gradually through phased repetition. The course also contains quite a lot of English conversation practice with 2 speakers, so you get to listen to that too. It's similar to the podcast for learning, but you also get more than the podcasts, including practicing your understanding of English for conversation. Okay, back to today's subject. So what about other colour names? This is part of our project to learn everyday English for speaking and listening. If we take the colour blue, for example, B-L-U-E, that's the colour of the sky in the middle of the day if the sun is shining. Well, there are words for blue which reflect the colour of the sea. And I'm talking the sort of sea blue that you might see in the Mediterranean or the Caribbean or different holiday resorts around the world. That's rather than the sort of blue you might see in the sea around the UK. So we might call this bluey green sea colour azure, A-Z-U-R-E, azure. Another common colour word for blue-green comes from the gemstone or the mineral turquoise. That's spelt T-U-R-Q-U-O-I-S-E. So you might say, I'm going to wear my turquoise dress today. Or you might have a genuine turquoise stone set in a piece of jewellery, And you might say, I'm going to wear my turquoise necklace today. I love turquoise. It gives pleasure to my eyes. So when we talk about different types of a colour like blue, we might use the word shade, different shades of blue. That's S-H-A-D-E. So other common shades of blue that you might come across, navy blue. That's N-A-V-Y, blue. This is a very dark blue, the sort of blue that's used for uniforms. And of course, it's from the word navy, the naval force, the part of the armed forces that sails on ships. So navy blue is the sort of blue you might find in a school uniform too, or a police uniform. It tends to be used of clothes, navy, but it's a shade of blue that English speakers would all know. Another shade of blue, royal blue. In the UK, this means a mid-blue, a strong blue colour. It's meant to come from a time where there was a competition to make a dress for Queen Charlotte, the wife of George III. And this was the colour of the dress which won, which in time became known as royal blue. So anything to do with the Queen and her family is the royal family, R-O-Y-A-L. And like navy blue, this colour, royal blue, tends to get used for clothing. Another blue, cyan blue. This is sometimes the name used for the colour blue in printer cartridges. That's C-Y-A-N. A printer is a technology device. It's what you use for printing documents, printing on paper. And the cartridge, C-A-R-T-R-I-D-G-E, cartridge, is the part that you replace, which contains the ink, I-N-K, for printing. So if you have a colour printer for printing documents, you might find yourself having to buy colour print cartridges in cyan, magenta, yellow and black. Magenta, M-A-G-E-N-T-A, is a purpley red colour, and cyan is the blue we're talking about here. In combination, these four colours, cyan, magenta, yellow and black, are used to create colours when you print. If you buy artist's paints, if you want to paint a picture, there are all kinds of shades of blue when you buy paint. I suspect some of these names may be the same in other languages. There is cobalt blue, ultramarine blue, cerulean blue. That means blue which is the colour of the sky, from caeruleus in Latin. It means the same and probably comes from the Latin caelum, meaning sky. For any colour, if you have the word pale in front, P-A-L-E, that means it's a light shade of that colour. So pale blue means lighter blue, pale green, lighter green, pale yellow. So it's just a lighter shade, as though white is mixed in. You could also say light blue or light green. And I guess you would call pale red pink, and pale purple would be mauve or mauve, some people say. M-A-U-V-E. So that's another colour name, which is a pale purple. We might also talk about powder blue. Powder, P-O-W-D-E-R, is a form of a substance. Like flour for baking is a powder. Or we might use washing powder, the white powder that you use in your washing machine when you wash your clothes. Or talcum powder, T-A-L-C-U-M, is another powder. You might put that on your body. Anyway, powder blue is a pale blue with a slightly purple tinge to it. It's a nice colour for a dress or a hat or a tie if you've got a posh event to go to. Powder blue. And finally, electric blue. If you think about going to an aquarium where you might view fish in tanks swimming about, it's a sort of tourist attraction, and they've probably been closed for months at the moment because of the pandemic. But sometimes you see tiny little fish in aquariums, a type called neon tetra for example. And they're stripy with shiny blue and orange stripes. Well, the shiny, reflective blue colour there, we might call that electric blue. It's a colour with a quality which we call iridescence, IRRIDESCENCE. And that's when a colour is particularly bright and shiny and reflective of the light. If you think also of a peacock's feathers, P-E-A-C-O-C-K, a peacock is a male bird and the peahen is the female bird, and it's the kind that likes to open up its tail to show off. If you put peacock, P-E-A-C-O-C-K, into your search engine, you'll see photographs and you'll know what I mean. Well, the blue of that bird's feathers, we'd probably call that electric blue. It's such a bright blue that it's as though there's electricity running through it. Anyway, that's a tour of the main shades of blue in English for conversations involving colours, each with a bit of association to help you remember the vocabulary and make sense of it. If you like this podcast, then please give us a review or some feedback. Let us know what you thought of it. And if you like this one, I'll do some other podcasts which describe vocabulary for colours. Anyway, enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.